News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Nature in Ireland is in a very poor state, with the country's economic growth achieved at the expense of the environment, according to the latest State of Europe's Environment Report from the EU. Professor John Sweeney is Emeritus Professor in the Irish Climate Analysis and Research Units at the Department of Geography at Maynooth University. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Do you agree with this report?
Yes, I think it tells us what we've always known, that the image that we present of an Ireland as being clean and green is really far from the truth. And it's interesting that we're getting now some home truths coming from the European Environment Agency. What it's telling us, of course, is that we're seeing a long-term decline in our water quality. And we've known that, going back to the 1980s, we had about 500 pristine water sites in Ireland where you could drink the water and not feel in any way compromised. Now we've got about 20 left. So our water quality is going down. 50% of our lakes, 40% of our estuaries are only in satisfactory conditions. The remainder are not. So what this report is really telling us, I think, overall, is that we've made great progress in economic growth, but it's been at the cost of our natural environment, our water quality, our air quality. We know that 1,500 people or so a year are dying from our air quality problems, and we've made no progress, really significant progress, in our greenhouse gas emissions. So,
but what about the argument, John, that was put forward, that Ciara put forward earlier on, and a lot of other people would agree with her? You know, our eyes are telling us we live in a green and verdant land, and to say that it's in a very poor state doesn't correlate with what our experience is.
Well, our eyes sometimes can deceive us. I mean, sometimes that green land is actually perennial ryegrass that's been imported from South America. But I think what we have to say about this report is that it does threaten that image abroad. And once that image abroad is questioned by the people we export our goods to, then we do face problems down the road. We've seen our tourists, for example, who are questioned annually on why they came to Ireland by Bord Fáilte. We've seen those decline in terms of the reasons that they came being our green and clean environment. So I think it's a wake-up call for us, this report. It's a wake-up call to say that, you know, making plans is one thing, but actually implementing them is something we're very bad at in Ireland. And we're now seeing the consequences in a general deterioration in environmental quality.
The one thing that I find very annoying is the condition of our rivers. And we always say, oh, aren't the rivers lovely? Except when you look at them, John. And we read regularly about fish kills, that big one on the Blackwater recently. There was another one in the papers this morning, I think, in relation to something that happened in Cavan. But even you look at the general condition of our rivers, there's either too much green or no green. And the idea of algal bloom because of phosphate runoff is massive. I mean, it must be choking a lot of the natural estuaries we have.
Indeed it does. I mean, 40% of our rivers have unsatisfactory nitrate pollution levels. 20% of our estuaries are contaminated beyond a safe level. And a third of our lakes, as you say, have unsatisfactory phosphate levels. So there is a general problem with water quality and a general problem with how we take care of it. I mean, that fish kill you refer to, over 40,000 fish killed in a prime salmon river a couple of months ago now. Who did it? We don't know. What care were we taking of that SAC? Obviously not enough if that kind of event can happen. So I think there is an issue that we can't turn away from here. And it behoves us, I think, to place more stress on actually looking after that great asset that we have in Ireland, our natural environment, and not really compromise it at the expense of short-term gain and making a few people rich, but impoverishing the general population and indeed the people that come after us in terms of losing our biodiversity status, losing our environmental status in general in water and our greenhouse gas emissions, which have been essentially flatlining since 1990.
Okay, Professor John Sweeney, Emeritus Professor in Irish Climate Analysis and Research at the Department of Geography in Maynooth. Thanks very much for joining us. Just because we can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. Your thoughts on pollution this morning and whether or not our natural environment is, as has been described by the EU, in very poor condition. 53106 for a cost of 30 cent. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.